You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Housewives of True Crime. Housewives of True Crime. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
That's right.
Happy, happy.
Happy, happy. All your kids are in school.
Yes. Yesterday was the day they all three were in the educational institution.
Oh my gosh. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's, it was good. Good day.
Yeah, it's good. My kids have been all three back in school for 8 days now. And that is how long it took me to stop caring about what I looked like at drop off. Because today I drop them off looking like a homeless person, like a pajama top, sweats, big oversized grandpa sweater.
Did you get out of your car?
I have to. My kids will not let me drop them off in the drop off line.
Oh, no.
I'm like...
You're one of those moms. Just kidding.
Listen, I have like a 5 minutes reserved in the morning routine I've been utilizing to put something together.
Yeah.
But, you know, my kid pulled one of those like, oh, I need you to print up some pictures from the interweb. Womp womp.
Yep. I know how that is.
Like, oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So did you get any looks?
I didn't get any looks.
Okay. Everybody's like, I wish that I was didn't have to put on my lashes today either.
You know, everybody at the new school just seems to mind their own business.
Mm-hmm.
I just have not made any friends or foes.
Okay, so I went to lunch today with a 2 new women from my daughter's school. You know, my daughter and son go to a different school. And I was kind of saying that, like, my son's school, I don't know if everybody just minds their business, doesn't want friends. Like, it's not... It doesn't feel to me, or maybe they just look at me and they're like, we don't want to be friends with that girl. But there's no social interaction there at my son's school.
And is that okay or not okay?
With me?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I like social.
I know so. You do. I think I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how like, we'll see.
I just like to know that people like me and want to invite me to things. And if I can't go because I'm too busy, then that's fine. But I don't know. Like, I like there to be community, I guess, you know, I moved to I don't a place like where there's taking... community.
Yeah. I like it. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. But I don't particularly enjoy the investment of hanging out. And then what if I find out you're like super crazy?
Yes. Yeah, so there
and then
is that.
You got to like backpedal and that, you know, gives me diarrhea. 100%.
Like,
so I'm like fine with like just keeping like a little safety bubble around me. It takes a long time for me to be like, okay, you can come to my house. You're not
yes,
like
and that's,
you're not
I
like
think...
swingers or have a bunch of birds or yeah. you know like I mean I don't fucking know what people do. I mean no,
people
I know
probably think
swingers, but
people
you know.
Probably think I'm totally crazy because I've got freaking sugar gliders, dude. That is like a, you know, I think people that have exotic pets usually are a little bit interesting.
Hello,
yes,
Joe.
I'm pretty sure when my daughter's like, do you want to come see my sugar gliders? They're like, what kind of whack job mom do you have? That yeah. is probably why we don't have any friends.
Dude.
But really, I'm normal most of the time.
No, she's not. I can promise you.
I'm not.
<That's fine. laughs> No.
But I do. So my, I think you are really hard to break through your shell and I am too easy. So
yes.
then I get burned
yes.
most of the time.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, because I trust you. And I tell you my deep, dark secrets. And
I am forever like, nope, back away from that one.
Yeah,
that mom
is.
Date is was not a hit. I see all the signs of crazy.
Oh, my God. Gretchen
uh-huh.
does.
Uh-huh.
I kind of vet everybody through her.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you're 99%
right. of the time right. Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good intuition.
All right, you ready for some crimes?
The crimes. Is it multiple?
Well, actually, it is. I didn't mean to say crimes. I just spoke extra. But actually, I am going to tell you about two.
Oh, well, surely that is why we're here today.
Okay, let's do this.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Tab. Today's case takes place in Lake Wylie, South Carolina. I have not been to either of the Carolinas.
I have not either, but I love lakes. And
oh.
my friend just bought a house in South Carolina on a lake, and it's lovely. Like, the lake itself looks beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, this was a house on a lake, and it is amazing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would love to go to South Carolina. I really want to visit Charleston.
I know. I hear it's like a destination to move to these days. People are
yeah, I'll bet.
Packing up and going.
I want to go find Shep. I want to go to his bar. I have a crush on him.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Girls trip.
Yeah. Okay. Someday. Okay. Well, Lake Wylie is beautiful. Green, you know, gorgeous, that like classic East Coast style homes. And Steve and Lana, I'm going to call her Lana. I think it's Lana.
Okay. I like Lana.
Yeah, I like Lana better. Okay. Lana Clayton lived in one of the most beautiful ones. It was lakefront on a huge piece of property.
Dreamy.
Dreamy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a historical home modeled after George Washington's Mount Vernon crib. So, you know, it's got like those big Ionic columns in the front, mm-hmm. you know, it's that situation. Okay. Steve and Lana had been living there for about 2 years. They had made the move after Lana pushed for it. They had previously been living in North Carolina, which Steve really loved. But I mean, what's not to love about Lake Wylie? So he made the move, which also put them closer to Steve's family as well as Lana's. Steve and Lana had tied the knot 5 years ago and hosted many get-togethers at their new home. And they seemed to be living the dream of a couple that had fallen in love late in life. Lana was 52 and Steve was 64. This was Lana's second marriage and Steve's sixth. That's right. Steve loved Steve. Love. Yeah.
But couldn't hold on to love.
It was something like that. Yeah. He did kind of love him and leave him, but he was the kind of guy that stayed friends with all his exes.
Okay.
You know, nobody has anything bad to say about him. But it sounds like he kind of like kept it moving when things weren't copacetic anymore. Steve was like a big teddy bear. He's like a big guy. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's the life of the party. His family says he was always the first one to stand up and give a toast. And though he never had any kids of his own, kids loved him. He was like the get down on the ground and play with kids, you know,
uncle.
Kind of fun uncle. Yeah. 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 So Steve had actually started a very lucrative sports medicine company when he was young and had been fully retired since the age of 40.
Whoa, that's like,
that's real young. Our husbands are jelly of that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. That is like what dreams are made of. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You think that when you're in high school and you're graduating high school, yeah. You're like, oh, I'm going to retire by the time I'm 40.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lucky Steve.
Lucky Steve. Okay. When Steve and Lana got together, everyone thought the sixth time around is the charm. Lana was the
who
yin,
doesn't?
Right? You know,
she can make it to six. I mean, you're definitely not making it to seven.
I mean, I feel like you're like, he can't get married again, right? Like, this has to be.
No. I think at six, you're like, just keep going, Steve, at this point.
Yeah.
Like, what is seven? Like, children after three have 10.
Well, in this case, Lana was just the yin to Steve's yang. He's okay. Really outgoing. She's like reserved. She worked as a nurse at a veterans hospital for years before marrying Steve. So, you know, she's like nurturing or something, you know?
Uh-huh.
Steve and Lana, they were also a very affectionate couple. I mean,
mushy, mushy.
Yeah, mushy, mushy. I think that's a total puke fest, but you know, that's some people are into that. Okay.
Yeah.
They loved family and hosted holidays and parties all the time. And everybody thought they were living like the late in life love dream. Total, you know, hashtag relationship goals, Steve and Lana. But you know, life isn't perfect, regardless of how much love or money you have. Everyone has shit happen. Well, shit happened to Lana and Steve in May of 2016 when Lana accidentally shot Steve in the back of the head with a crossbow. Yeah.
Okay.
So Lana said she was just trying to load it, but was having difficulty with it. So she went upstairs to find her husband and the machine accidentally went off.
Oh, Jesus.
I am familiar with crossbows. Uh-huh. Fun fact. That it's quite a situation to load it. I mean, you know, it seems like
seem plausible? Like it, that she
no,
would be loading
no, it
one?
Doesn't seem particularly plausible. And if you even thought it might be loaded, why would you have it pointed at anyone?
From the back of the head. Yeah.
Why would you even have it in the house loaded?
Yeah, I was wondering that also. Like, why is she loading her crossbow anyway?
In the house.
Like
my head. Yeah, I was going to say a crossbow. It was actually a spear gun. When we were living in Hawaii, my husband actually killed a rat with a spear gun.
In your house?
In my house.
It was on purpose, really though.
Rat. On purpose.
Yes. I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, yes, there is sometimes.
There are exceptions.
Where you have,
okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever.
Not sure what Lana was trying to kill in her house with a crossbow.
Well, Stephen only believed she had good intentions. He told the police at the hospital that he did not believe his wife was trying to kill him. And so the incident only went as far as a report was made about it. And Steve recovered. Well, they must have been embarrassed or something about that happening because they're very close with their families, but the families weren't told anything about the crossbow incident. So Steve and Lana just went on, you know, living the good life at the lake house until the summer of 2018 when Steve became ill. His symptoms were vertigo, nausea, and exhaustion. He told his sister that he closed his eyes and woke up 36 hours later. His symptoms remained for about 2 weeks. No one could figure out what was going on with him or what was the cause. But, you know, by 4th of July, he was back to being his full of life self, hosting a big bash where him and Lana and their friends and family danced the night away to celebrate, you know, another great America's birthday. Not too long after that party, Steve got to feeling real shitty again. But something was different this time because he wasn't even able to return phone calls of concern that were coming in for him from his family. So his sister, knowing what happened the last time he got sick like this, was particularly concerned. And she was told by Lana that he wasn't feeling well again and he had misplaced his phone a week ago and that she was taking care of him and she would keep her posted. So Steve's sister thought Steve was in good hands. I mean, hello, Lana's a nurse.
Right.
You know, she would know if whatever was going on with him was real serious and if he needed to be taken to the hospital or something. Well, unfortunately, she was real wrong about that. And on July 21st, 2018, Lana found Steve dead at the bottom of the stairs.
What?
Yeah. According to Lana, she was out mowing the lawn and she came back inside the house and she found him there. She then ran outside, flagged down a man on a motorcycle passing by and told him she thinks her husband is dead. Call 911. The ambulance and police showed up and determined Steve was, in fact, dead. Steve's body had to remain there until the coroner could assess the cause of death. So Steve was a large guy. And despite being found at the bottom of the stairs, it hadn't appeared that he had fallen down them because he wasn't all, you know, banged up. Nothing was damaged. Yeah. The coroner told authorities he showed signs of having a heart attack. Lana was clearly distraught, and the authorities that were on the scene showed her a lot of compassion while she explained Steve hadn't been feeling well and, you know, she just found him like this. It really did initially look like this was just a sad case of a 64-year-old dropping dead of a sudden heart attack. But thankfully, someone questioned Lana's story, and that was Steve's nephew. He was a police officer and on duty at the time when he learned about what happened to Steve, and so he rushed right over. Being a police officer, he thought, well, hey, Lana, how come you went and flagged down the motorcycle guy? Why didn't you just call 911 from your phone? Yeah. And also, how come you didn't perform CPR on him? You're a nurse, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, those are some good points. But he said when he really thought something is not right here is when the coroner asked her what funeral home she would like to send his body to. And she said, oh, I don't know. It's all too much. I can't decide that right now. And the coroner said, okay, don't worry. I will take him to the morgue and we can perform some tests on him. And all of a sudden, she didn't skip a beat and was,
she was like, no, no, no.
She was like, nope, there's a place down the street. Take him there. Cremate him.
Red flag.
Yeah.
We need to bury him tomorrow. It's in our religion.
Yeah. Something like that. So he thought that's a little sus, but still not enough to accuse her of anything, you know? But he was taken back again when he overheard Lana saying that his uncle was a hardcore drug user, which he thought was like almost laughable because that was so out of character for, you know, the uncle that he knew and loved.
Yeah.
But still, trying to be a good nephew, he offered to clean up the bedroom where Stephen had been so it wouldn't be so hard for Lana. When he stepped in the room, he was overtaken by the smell. It was urine. Kind of like your house, Tab.
Kind of like my dog's pissing everywhere right now. We're having an issue. If you listen to Patreon, you would know my dogs have reverted to becoming puppies for some unknown reason.
It's
a big problem.
Yeah. Yeah. She's buying Nature's Miracle by the gallon. Okay. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, the mattress that Stephen had been on was completely soaked in urine, like all the way through to the box spring.
What?
That's a lot of pee.
So he died on the bed, basically.
Well,
what do you think?
I will tell you how he died.
Okay.
Okay.
I just know that when any living being dies, I think they excrete all their fluids.
Yes. Well, I think the thing being that soaked was more than just what happened
one day
when you in one day, it had been for days.
Okay.
Was what the sign of that was. Mm-hmm. So, dude, her nephew had to throw the whole mattress away. Right? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Steve's other nephew that was very close to his uncle and was the executor of his will reached out to Lana and said, you know, I'm here for you if you need anything. And we should probably take a look at his will soon and see what his wishes were for his remains. Lana told him to beat it. There is no will. And he was like, there is. I've seen it. I'm the executor. And I'm pretty sure he just wants to be buried in the family plot in Florida. Mm-hmm. Lana snapped something like, I'm the wife, you know, kick rocks. So the nephew got to thinking, you know, this is funny because there was a time when Uncle Steve confided in me that everything with Lana wasn't like the marital bliss it appeared to be. And so he thought, maybe this is sort of what Uncle Steve was talking about because all of a sudden, Lana seems like a real cold bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But at that moment, you know, it was what it was. And no one wants to do anything to upset
the widow.
No one wants to do anything to upset the newly grieving widow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was like, okay, no will, whatever. Well, the next day he got talking to his brother-in-law, Steve's police officer nephew, and said something like, anything seem off to you about this whole thing? And he said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I've been thinking shit don't add up. So after the two men swapped stories about things they found sus about Lana, they decided they had to do something about it and they had to do it quick. They were able to get Steve's body moved from the funeral home before he was cremated and taken to the morgue for an autopsy and a toxicology report.
Smart.
Very smart. And also, Miss Lana didn't know anything about this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she just went about, you know, what typical grieving widows do the next day after their husbands tragically drop dead. She got to cleaning out his closet. She left that thing bare, donating all his shit.
Do people not know? This is like,
oh my God,
you
hold
don't
your
do
horses.
This.
Yeah.
Yes. It
yeah.
is like, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
You know, if they get rid of the shit, guilty.
Guilty. Guilty. Except 100%.
Gretchen will say, except if you're Scott Peterson.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. True. Okay. So she got to work cleaning out his closet and getting rid of all of his stuff that she didn't have use for anymore. And then the neighbors reported her making use of this awesome fire pit. They have this fire pit. It really is both of our dream backyards. It's like on a lake, huge circle fire pit in the middle of this gorgeous lawn. you know, just ultimate entertaining, right? So Lana goes out there and she has a huge fire in the backyard.
Weird.
Yeah. What's she burning, Lana Boo? I mean,
what is she burning? Evidence? Well, she's burning evidence.
Eventually, that fire pit was examined and the remnants of some important papers were found, but the will never was.
Like
but
one will?
Might, yeah. One might conclude that it went ablazing, though. That was probably like the first thing she burnt.
I mean, there's not going to be any evidence left of a will. It's paper.
Right? Well,
hopefully it's also on the computer.
Listen, that's what I was kind of thinking, too. I mean, when you have a will drawn up, don't you like leave a copy with your lawyer or somebody else? I don't know. I guess I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, well, turns out that it might be pretty convenient to lose a will in South Carolina and that Lana might have had another reason to have been pushing Steve to move there 2 years prior. The law in South Carolina is no will, everything goes to the spouse. Very cut and dry. In North Carolina, if there's no will, the state decides who oversees your estate and who gets what.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
they're in North Carolina.
No, they're in South Carolina.
Oh, they're in South.
That's why they moved. Get it?
Got it.
Okay.
Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about. Get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing, involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Well, as you have probably guessed, Lana had some splaining to do when the toxicology report came back.
What did it say?
Well, she
rat
did
poison.
Learn. not rat poison.
Eye
but
drops,
another
eye drops. Visine.
Yes.
Visine.
Okay.
Dude. Visine kills you.
It really does.
Yes. That's scary. Isn't that scary? That little tiny vial of shit you put in your
and
eyes.
And it's odorless and tasteless.
Yes. Ingested into your mouth and you're dead.
Who would put that in their eyes? Thank God I don't have dry eyes.
It's like one of those things I don't ever want even in my house anymore, knowing that if I ingest it or anybody ingests it, you're a goner.
Oh my God. Totally.
Yeah.
Okay. So toxicology report comes back. By this time, Lana did learn that the body was not cremated. So she must have been just like sweating it for a month, because that's how long it took, you know, them to call her down to the coroner's office. They had her come to the coroner's office instead of the station, I imagine, so she would answer more questions and not suspect that she was in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So the coroner questioned her while detectives were listening in the next room. The interview went like, "Hey, Lana, we just have a couple of questions. Did Steve take any drugs?" And she said, like, "Yeah, Benadryl, Tylenol. Anything else?" "Well, he used to put a couple of drops of Visine in his coffee to make him have a bowel movement." You were like,
Gretchen, you have really good stuff for that.
Instead,
some like movement tea.
Yeah. I seriously ever heard of Smooth Moves tea or like probiotics?
They work.
They work. Okay. So then they say, "Well, the toxicology report here, we found really high amounts of tetrahydrozoline. Do you know what that is?" And she goes, "Yeah, it's Visine." So, okay. So basically detectives had already concluded that Lana had been poisoning Steve with Visine, but they were like, really giving her the benefit of the doubt. Like, maybe Steve had been giving it to himself. Maybe he attempted suicide, possibly, you know. But when they heard her explanation and how she volunteered that he ingested Visine on purpose, and being a nurse, she just
let him.
Yeah.
You're like, "Hey, Lana, did you ever want to say, like, you know, there are other methods to have a bowel movement?"
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Stuff made for that.
Yeah. Just, you know, a nice, healthy diet. Get your fiber. Eat a lot of celery. Okay. Anywho, they figured that she brought it up because she knew it was going to come up in the toxicology report. And then when she knew the chemical name right away for it, but claimed she didn't know it was deadly, and she's a nurse.
She knew.
They weren't buying it. So they entered the interview with the coroner and read her her rights. But she did not use her right to remain silent. She just kept on talking.
Okay, what'd she say?
Well, she started to tell a tale about how Steve was abusive to her. Mm. She also admitted that the whole thing with the crossbow was no accident.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I mean, she really was talking. She said, "You know, sometimes I just get real mad at him." So she said he had a mood disorder and she was so sick of it that she squeezed an entire bottle of Visine into his water, thinking he would just get diarrhea or something, that she didn't intend to kill him. Well, what the evidence shows that actually happened contradicts Lana's story, and it's pretty awful. It's been concluded that she gave him increasing amounts over time, and he was likely left in pain, suffering for 3 days in that bed without the means to get help. They suspect she threw his phone in the lake because it's never been found, and he did somehow manage to make it down the stairs himself in an attempt to save his life, but he was already too far gone and it was too late. It's like really awful. It reminds me of that movie Misery.
Oh, right. It is like that.
Yeah.
Real life.
So the day Lana was questioned by police, they didn't have a formal arrest warrant prepared. So Lana was allowed to stay at her home after they were done talking to her. But, you know, she knew the arrest was coming. And so she
should take off.
And I mean, you'd think she'd down a bottle of Visine, but she didn't. She turned on the gas and took some pills. and left a note that she was real sorry about what happened to Steve.
Did she cook herself?
She tried, but her neighbor found her in the morning unconscious, and she was taken to the hospital, and she lived. She took a plea deal for 25 years. She still says it was an accident, and she did not intend to kill him. Mm-hmm. She showed up at her sentencing, and her brown hair was now gray. And she had a front braid in her hair, you know, where, you know, it's like very styly, like a Kardashian style braid.
Yeah, like I do them sometimes, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so do I. I love braids, but yeah. Personally, I don't think it was working for Lana. Maybe it's just, you know, a woman of her age.
Yeah.
The braid and the orange jumpsuit didn't go for me. Okay. I don't know. I thought she would look like she was trying too hard or something. I don't know. Okay. Anyways, Steve's family, not real happy about the plea deal. They wanted her locked up for life. And I mean, I don't blame them. She plotted, planned, and tortured him to death. You know, no likey Lana. Lana, I think, looks better in her most recent mugshot, which was taken in January, than she did at the sentencing. But I mean, don't get me wrong. She's looking worse for wear. She is eligible for release in 2039.
Yeah, well, she, you know, there's no Botox in prison. And depending on which one, some of you can get your hair done, you know.
I know. I don't think she has hair dye at, you know, her disposal.
I would think I would make some hair dye. Like,
yeah,
I would,
you can make it. They make it out of like instant coffee and such.
Yeah, I think I would do that.
Yeah, I think I would get inventive too. I think I would do well in prison.
I would just ask for some peroxide and start bleaching this shit out of my
Yeah, why not? Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, speaking of prison, I have to tell you, I was telling Fred, my beloved, about this case, and he was like, okay, seriously, don't kill me.
You're like, now that we know it's so easy with a little bit of Visine and the coffee every morning.
Yeah. I'm like, right? Don't be acting a fool.
How come he was pissing the bed for days on end?
Okay, because the effect of the Visine is it puts you in a coma while it shuts down your organs. So it was knocking him. He was not able to move. Mm-hmm. I mean, and just think about the time when he slept for 36 hours. If you don't wake up for 36 hours, you pee yourself.
So, yeah. A day and a half of shutdown.
Yeah. So he was in the bed for, they think, 3 full days of not being, like, when he finally got the strength to get out of bed, you know, he couldn't make it. But he probably knew his wife is trying to kill him.
Do you think he did? I don't think he did.
Well, I think when she took his phone, he was real attached to his phone. And he probably, when he was aware, I imagine he's like, call 911.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And she didn't. Yeah. Oh,
so at the end, but.
And then he's probably thinking, like, remember that one time with the crossbow?
Yeah.
Maybe she fucking did that on purpose.
Oh, my God. He like loved her so much that he was like looking past her flaws of wanting his money.
Oh, my God. Steve loved love. Yeah, totally. Okay. So the crazy thing about this case is that when this was all playing out in the local news in South Carolina, that, you know, hello, wife was charged with killing her husband via eye drops, some asshole was like, hey, I've been meaning to off my wife. Who knew I could just pick up some Visine at the CVS and make it happen? So only 3 weeks after Lana's arrest, this guy that lived only 12 miles from Lana and Steve named Josh Hunsucker.
Did we do that case?
No, we did not do that case. Okay, but seriously, what kind of name is Hunsucker? Hunsucker. I mean, it really Hunsucker? Sounds like, it sounds like Hunsucker.
Well, maybe that's why he killed his wife, because he like got made fun of for all of his life. He just couldn't like bear to be made fun of anymore.
I would change my last name. I
know.
Cannot.
You know, people do change their last name.
There's no reason to have Sucker be part of your last name. It can't go well.
Huntsville or Hunt or Hunts.
Yeah, Hunt, just Hun. Day. Just say Hunt. Sure. Okay. Well, whatever. This dude used the Visine to poison to death his beautiful wife and mother of two young children named Stacy.
Oh, fucking idiot.
She was like 27. When Stacy died, her mama was devastated and noticed right away Josh wasn't. She found out that he had...
Was Josh giving away all her shit too?
I don't know about that, because this is like, it's still pretty like ongoing, but she found out that he cashed in a $250,000 life insurance policy he had on Stacy just 2 days after, which anybody that young having a life insurance policy is like, it's pretty sus, right? Yeah. Okay. And she also,
and you know, like, I don't want to be stereotypical, but whoever the breadwinner is usually who you have the life insurance policy on, and the one that maybe doesn't make as much money or is home raising the kids.
Yeah. I mean, I think they both worked, but he definitely worked, you know, more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they were also high school sweethearts. I think, yeah, I know that high school love works out for some people, but I think usually
it doesn't. Well, yes, it definitely works out for a very few amount of people, but it does. Generally speaking, you have to grow up a little bit and learn how to have relationships.
You're always kind of looking at that person like, I wonder if I could have done better than you. I'll never know. I mean, for me, I know I could not have done better than Fred.
Well, you didn't meet him in high school and you had lots of other love.
Yeah.
My high school love, no offense if he's listening, but there is no way that we would have been married. Like,
for long, right?
No.
But maybe you would have tried to stick it out if you had kids real young or something.
Well, yes, maybe. But yeah. Maybe, I don't know, like I would hope you look back and you're like, I would hope I would have realized that there's other things out there, even if you're divorced and have to find other love. It works out. You don't have to kill somebody. He could have just left her.
He could have just left her. He actually also had a side chick.
No, of course he did. And by the way, now he's going to prison for life. So the killing thing doesn't generally work out so well for people.
Oh, my God. Okay. So listen to this. So his mom found out about the side chick and then she was like, oh, my God, something's wrong. Okay. Mm-hmm. But he almost got away with it because Stacy was cremated right away. Mm. But thankfully, Stacy was an organ donor and they kept a vial of her blood. So they tested it and, you know,
bam.
Boom. So Josh was busted and he is currently awaiting trial. He also has some charges against him for like setting a fire on a helicopter. I don't quite understand, but,
That's weird.
Maybe I'll follow up on it. He seems like a real fucking
douche.
Cuntsucker.
He's living up to that name.
I don't think I've ever called someone that before.
Comptroller.
Yeah.
Holy moly. Wow. That is an awful... That's an awful story. I'm sorry to hear that. Hopefully her mom is raising those little children. Is that a WAP?
Yeah, that's a WAP.
Awesome story. Really, unfortunate for our friend
Stephen and Stacy.
And Stacy. Isn't it weird that I said Huntsville for his name and we have a friend named Stacy that lives in Huntsville?
True story, we do.
And we met her through this podcast.
Yeah.
Do 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 do. Like one of those weird phenomenons.
Yeah, crazy. You got any shout outs or shit we need to talk about still?
Mm-hmm. I want to thank everybody that's joined patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. If Gretchen also just did a bonus crime. So if you log on and sign up.
Hear about Casey Kasem, and we've got some tea. It's a good one, I think, as far as bonus crimes go.
A little bit of tea on that one. Mm-hmm. So do that. Also, people have really good advice on Patreon for us.
Oh, yeah, I read some today.
We tell all our secrets on there. And
Listen, the diet is working for me.
You're doing great. Don't worry. You're doing great.
Yeah. I just have really bad breath and I'm a little irritable.
Dude, by the way, that's what happens when you first get into keto.
Oh, it's awful. My kids are like, get away from me.
It's actually like a thing when you start becoming like in ketosis. It's like it is a thing. Okay. So Nicole Adele, thank you so much. She shouted us out on her Instagram and tagged us, and she sent it a couple times. So thank you. I tell you, I really appreciate it. Also, you guys, we have been getting some reviews, but let's start doing that again because I noticed it slowed down a little bit, but we really appreciate them and Apple really appreciates them. Like, so I hate to, like, Gretchen really hates asking for this.
Yeah, I don't want to read the reviews again. Gives me stomach ache.
You don't have to read the reviews. I'll do it for you. So Britton, thank you. Lucer, thank you. Stephanie, thank you. Kathy, thank you. Carol, Seacref, T13, Ann, Kathy, and 722, Ohio Betsy, Sarah Con, Curious Listener, Juliet. All you guys, thank you so much. There's more, but you know, help us out if you can and follow us on Instagram or Housewives of True Crime group. You get some good details there. And I think that's it, Gretch, for today.
Okay, word.
Sound good? And everybody, have a fabulous week. We're going into Labor Day weekend next weekend. You got plans?
No.
No. Okay. Well, I don't either.
Okay. I'm coming to Texas.
We'll make some. We'll make some this week.
Okay.
Anyways, clink, clink, guys.
Okay. Clink, clink.
Hey, everyone. My name is Jess, and I'm the co-host of a weekly true crime podcast called Wife of Crime. Every week, I tell my husband one of my favorite true crime stories, and he reacts to them. Sometimes I get mad at him. You're going to really regret all of this judginess that you're doing right now once I tell you this story, because you're being very judgmental.
Obviously, something bad's going to happen. She's making a lot of bad decisions.
Well, you're being very judgmental. Stop. And sometimes he makes really weird noises.
Ah!
He now thinks that he's an FBI profiler. Yeah.
How about that? Rust a profile of placebo effect.
But most of the time, he just has really funny color commentary.
Wow, so he's sitting in his human leather chair, eating fruity pebbles out of a skull.
You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts and check us out on Instagram at Wife of Crime Pod.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.